Listening Library presents The Lifters by Dave Eggers. Read for you by Dion Graham. For B&A. Chapter 1. Gran did not want to move to Carousel. Chapter 2. But his parents had little choice. His father, a mechanic, had not had steady work in many years for reasons unknown to Gran. His mother had had an accident when Gran was young and was now in a wheelchair. His parents never explained quite what happened, and Gran didn't feel right asking. After a while, when people asked Gran about his mother's condition, he just said, "She was born that way." It was the easiest way out of the conversation. But he remembered when she walked. He remembered that she had once worked as an artist in museums, making the animals in dioramas look realistic. He had a foggy memory of standing, as a toddler, in an African savanna with her as she touched up the whiskers of a cheetah. That was before the wheelchair. Then Gran's sister, Maisie, was born, and his mother hadn't returned to work. Gran's father had built a studio for her, enclosing their deck and filling it with easels and paint and work tables, everything the right height. But Gran couldn't remember her ever using it. "My art is them now," Gran heard her say to his father one day. At the time, Gran didn't know what that meant. Something of her talents had rubbed off on Gran. When he was 4, his mother began giving him a certain kind of clay, available in hundreds of colors, that hardened when baked in the oven. With this clay, and with his mother's gentle guidance,